Let's Talk Housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio. So hello and welcome to Salford City Radio.
Welcome listeners to Let's Talk Housing on Salford City Radio. My name's Sarah Henderson, I'm the Executive Director of Business Services and Improvement at Salix Homes.
What does that mean?
Executive Director of Business Services and Improvement. It's a very long title that means I'm responsible for a lot of the back areas of the business.
So yeah.
IT and HR and marketing. And
oh, gosh.
I've got amazing teams, so they make me look good. But really, we focus on making sure the business is continually improving and being quite innovative as well. So that's part of my role.
That sounds like a massive responsibility.
It's a big job, but a good job. And like I say, it's made that much easier for having so many good teams. Oh. A lot of good people at Salix.
Oh, that's really nice. That's lovely. Yeah.
So I've been with Salix Homes for 18 years, giving away my age there a little bit, Jill. obviously, I started as a child. but no, it's great. I've been there for quite a long time, wore a number of hats during that period. But really love the organisation, love Salford. And it's been just a great opportunity. And I'm now the Exec Director of Business Services and Improvement, which I'm really pleased and proud about. And yeah, we're really passionate about driving innovation and improvement and really putting our customers and our colleagues at the heart of everything we do. So that's something that's really important.
Let's Talk Housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio. So what's the theme of today's show?
So today's show is all about Salford Youth Zone. Another organisation that really puts the community at the heart of everything it does.
Yeah.
You're gonna ask that. So yeah, so we'll be shining a light on the amazing work that's happening in Salford to support and empower young people.
Joining us now, we've got Adam on the line. Could we ask you to introduce yourself as well?
Is that okay? Of course, can do. Yeah, no problem. So I'm Adam Farrakhan, I'm the CEO of Empower Youth Zones, which is the charity that operates Salford Youth Zone and Hideout Youth Zone in East Manchester.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about Salford Youth Zone, what it is and everything, Adam.
So Salford Youth Zone is our newest youth zone, and essentially what we are a youth work charity that provides children and young people aged 8 to 19 or up to 25 if they've got additional needs with somewhere safe to go, something positive to do and someone trusted to talk to 7 days a week, all year round. The only day we officially close is Christmas Day. We're open every weekend, every bank holiday, whenever children and young people need us. And we deliver over 20 different activities, services and provisions every single night from a multi-million pound state-of-the-art dedicated centre that's been developed just for children and young people across Salford.
That sounds amazing, though. It really does.
So I just want to say, Adam, we've been down and visited. We were one of the patrons of the Youth Zone and really proud to be part of that. And we were at the event on the 5th of July, the official opening, which was fantastic. It was just really inspiring to see all the kids having such a great time and all the other patrons getting involved in the centre.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable day for us. I mean, it felt like it come and went really, really quick, but it was a long time coming as well. So we've been kind of working on the Salford journey with the local authority and with our patrons for about 4 years now. But yeah, we got the site, I think, January last year. It was a 56-week build. Managed to do some soft openings, what we call soft openings, bringing in small groups of young people, local community partners, schools, etc. From the 2nd of June, we started delivering some sessions, but the 5th of July was our big grand ceremonial opening, and it was amazing to see Salford come out and support us. Loads of families, loads of partners and supporters, a few dignitaries. But yeah, it was a great day. We had over, I think, 800 people come through the building that day. And
that's
really
a lot.
Helped us celebrate and shout. Yeah, I mean, we don't have that many in every night, so... But we have been getting like 250 to 300 children, young people every single night, which is far surpassed what I thought we would be at this point. The target for members, we actually had a target in our heads of 1,000 members by the 5th of July. And by the time we got to the 5th of July, it was 2,500 members. And we've now surpassed 3,000. So to have 3,000 members join the youth zone already, when we've only been open, what, 3 or 4 weeks, it just shows the need and the excitement and the starting point we've got in Salford, and hopefully it'll be thousands more by the end of the year.
Gosh, how are you going to manage?
And we've
got, you'll need an extension.
We will. Well, it's big enough, to be fair, if you've not seen it. I don't think we'd get any more of any extensions built onto it, but we've got an amazing team of staff and volunteers, youth workers, coaches, mentors. We've got corporate volunteers, like people from Salix Homes and other patrons come and volunteer. But we've got good local community people as well who have got involved. So that's how we manage through the team and the workforce that we've got. And the young people themselves, do you know what I mean? They're taking pride and ownership in the youth zone. And you know, one of the things we're really proud of is our young people's development group. So we've been working with a group of young people from Salford for about 3 years now, and they helped us design the building. They work with the architects and the interior designers. They help me recruit the team that we've got in the youth zone now, so they really help shape it and own it from even before we laid the first brick. It's their youth zone, it's not ours, it's for the young people of Salford.
It does sound amazing. So Sarah, how does it all align with Salix Homes' wider mission?
Yeah, so we're a housing provider. Our role extends beyond just bricks and mortar, just as Salford Youth Zone does. And we're really committed to investing in people and places and supporting thriving and resilient communities. And we know that when young people feel their chance to feel safe and supported and empowered, then the whole community benefits, really, Jill. And I think that Salford Youth Zone is really going to make that difference and that impact for us. So we're working about putting people first, people at the heart of everything that we do, and really supporting wellbeing and helping people in communities to reach their potential. And just to say, Adam, I took my children down to the sneaky soft launch day that you had in June, and I was absolutely blown away by them there. And the youth workers, I think, are just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So I think it's going to be a great kind of alignment in terms of working together to make such an impact and different. And the facilities are absolutely incredible at the Youth Zone. So there's a gym and a climbing wall and music studios and room to support everyone. And I think one of the key things that really appealed to Salix was that, and am I right, Adam, it's just for the sessions, 50p?
That's right, it's free to join the youth zone, and it's 50p if you're a member, and you can stay as long or as little as you want and engage in all the activities.
Yeah, it's just real value for money, and they get a lunch or a hot meal as part of that as well, don't they, Adam?
Hot meal every night, we don't charge for a hot meal. And the reasoning behind that is because we know we've developed these youth zones in areas of most need, in Pendleton and the one we've got in East Manchester. They're in two of the most deprived neighbourhoods in the UK, so we know that food poverty and the cost of living, the prices is increasing all the time. And we used to charge no more than £1 for a hot meal, but that started to become a barrier for a lot of the families we've been working with. So, we've provided over 30,000 hot meals in the last year at our Manchester site, and already nearly 10,000 meals at the Salford site. So it shows the need that's emerging already. And it takes that worry and that kind of pressure off mums and dads and carers, knowing that after school the children can come to the youth home, get a hot meal, they're safe, they're getting looked after, and they're developing themselves as well personally and socially and improving their health and well-being. So it's great value for money when you think of it like that.
And I think that's it. When we heard what they were doing and we went down to the Hideout in Gorton and had a look at the facilities there, there was just no way we could be part of that programme. It's just going to have such an impact on the kids themselves, the young people themselves, but also on the families in the area. Having that space and knowing that the kids are safe and they're getting fed, and it's just a fantastic, fantastic opportunity. So if there's anybody left in Salford who's not signed up, I don't think there could be that many kids left. But to go along, because it's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant facilities. So we couldn't not be part of it. And I think we're just really, really excited about finding ways in which we can, as Salix Homes, work with the youth zone to sort of maximise those opportunities and relationships that we can build to really have that positive impact in the community.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam, for joining us. It's been great to hear more about the amazing work happening at the youth zone. And I'll say goodbye. So goodbye, Adam.
Thanks, Sarah, and thank you for all the support that Salix are giving to us as well as patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without our patrons and supporters, so thank you for everything you're doing as well to support the youth zone.
Thank you, you're very, very welcome. And if there are any young people out there who've not already signed up, you can find out more at www.salfordyouthzone.org, where you can find out their membership details. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
So now we're moving to a different part of today's programme, where we'll be answering some of the questions submitted by our customers. So the first question that we've had is from a concerned listener about overcrowding. They currently live in a two-bedroom home with three children, two girls aged 12 and 10 and a boy aged 2. And the listener believes she wouldn't qualify for a move to a bigger home until the youngest turned 5 and want to know why. So first of all, thanks for the question. It really raises the important issue around housing allocations and bedroom need. And while we can't discuss individual cases on air, and this family is being supported directly by their housing officer, we can talk about the issues it raises. Based on the Salford City Council's allocation policy, this household is classed as overcrowded, and the family does qualify for a bigger home, so they can register for rehousing via Salford Home Search. Now, just for people who don't know, Salford Home Search is the platform where all social housing is advertised in the city. And once you're registered and you've been accepted, you'll be categorised and placed in a band on your housing need and circumstances. You'll then be able to place an expression of interest, also known as a bid, on any property that is advertised in your band. And as demand is so high in Salford, several people are likely to be bidding for the same property. So when the property is closed for bids, a shortlist of applicants is then drawn up, and the applicant at the top of the shortlist will usually be offered the property. People are prioritised based on their circumstances, and you can see your position and how many people are ahead of you. It is a points-based system, so people get additional points based on things like overcrowding, medical conditions, risk of homelessness, and the more points you have, the higher your position will be in the queue. Now, in this particular case, the family will be awarded 10 points for overcrowding. However, and this is really important to understand, 10 points is actually relatively low in terms of priority. And the reality is, most successful bids go to people with 40 points or more. Demand for housing is incredibly high. There are over 6,000 people on the waiting list in Salford alone. There simply aren't enough homes to go around, especially larger family-sized homes. So while the family can and should register on Salford Home Search, we always encourage people to look at all their options, and in cases like this, mutual exchange could be a quicker and more realistic route. That's where tenants can swap homes with someone else who also wants to move, and we can offer support to help people explore this.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
So just to explain a little bit more, under Salford's rules, two children of the same sex would be expected to share a bedroom until they're 21. Two children of different sexes would be expected to share until the age of 10. Only when children exceed those age limits or there are more than two in one room would a household typically be considered overcrowded. Now, we know it's really tough for families living in overcrowded homes, and we're doing everything we can to support this household and others in similar situations. If anyone listening is unsure about their circumstances or whether they qualify for more space, we'd always recommend speaking to your housing officer first or checking the Salford Home Search guidance on the council's website.
Do we have another question?
The next question we've had from a listener asks, why are bungalows not exclusive for the old and disabled? Well, bungalows are often seen as ideal homes for older people or those with mobility issues, so we understand why this question is being asked. The reality is that bungalows are extremely limited in Salford and nationally, and they make up a very small percentage of the total housing stock. It's important to say that not all bungalows are the same. Some are fully adapted for people with significant mobility needs or disabilities, but others aren't, and some have steps or narrower layouts that wouldn't be suitable for wheelchair users. We also have a number of larger bungalows, 2 and 3 bedroom bungalows, which are more appropriate for families, so they aren't automatically just a fit for older or disabled people. So just to provide some more context on accessible accommodation, the people who do need and have qualified for accessible housing, appropriate properties are ranked either SN1, SN2 or SN3. This means, so SN1 first, are fully adapted homes for people who use a wheelchair all the time, indoors and outdoors. These are usually step-free, with wider doorways and turning space. SN2 are level access properties for people who do use a wheelchair outdoors, but not indoors. They may have difficulty walking and struggle with steps. And SN3, These are properties for people who don't use a wheelchair but may walk with difficulty. These homes may have one or two steps or be in flats in blocks with lift access. So back to the question about allocating bungalows. If a bungalow has features that would hinder access, like steep steps, it would just be advertised as general needs property and made available for anyone who qualifies. So the key thing is that eligibility depends on the individual property and the needs of the applicant, rather than simply age or disability. We also want to be clear that we can't restrict bungalows by age. That would be age discrimination. People of all ages can have mobility needs, so it wouldn't be fair or lawful to reserve these homes only for older residents. We also need to keep in mind that not every disability is immediately obvious or visible. That said, Salix Homes does provide dedicated accommodation for older residents. We have 8 independent living schemes, commonly known as sheltered housing, across Salford for people aged 55 and over. And we're currently building a brand new, highly sustainable development on Arrow Street in Broughton, specifically for older people, which is due to complete by the end of 2026. It's being built to Passive House standards, which is the leading low energy design standard, providing homes which offer high thermal comfort and improved air quality, enabling healthier living environment as well as lower energy bills. So there are a range of options, and we'd always encourage people to speak to their housing officer if they want to explore their options, especially if their current home no longer meets their need. So once again, thank you to Adam from Salford Youth Zone and to Jill, the host, and our listeners. And it would be great if you have any questions for the next show to send them through either via our Facebook page, our website, or by emailing marketing@salixhomes.co.uk.
Thanks very much, Sarah.